Michael, Sports for Life launched earlier this week in the Fun Valley Centre, and over the last couple of days there's been a great reaction following the launch.
Great feedback from a lot of people since the launch we had there a couple of days ago. Great response back on online through our social networks, through our own website, and a lot of other avenues out there. So yeah, it's been fantastic, and we really, really are looking forward to a good event going by the response we've got so far.
And this is a first for Donegal. It's the first time that an event of this size has been put together, and it's something that people who are interested in sport and people who want to become part of sport, that they have to embrace it, Michael.
Yeah, definitely. It's generally, these kind of sports kind of conferences happen in the big cities, you know, like Dublin, Cork, Limerick, Galway, and we're the ones up, I suppose, in the northwest have to travel to these. So it's fantastic we have something like this on our doorstep, having fantastic speakers, great world class athlete obviously coming on the day, and having people around, like minded people, to listen and get the expertise off the people who we've gathered up to be there for the weekend. So no, it's absolutely fantastic, and as I say, in Fun Valley and that area, it's fantastic with the hotels that are around there, the amount of people we have that are helping out, the agencies that are involved. It's going to be a fantastic event, really, really looking forward to it.
So then, Michael, what can we expect from the weekend? What's all going to be happening? What's going to be part of the conference?
Well, it's 3 days. The Friday evening starting off is going to be the expo, where we've got different people from different kind of sporting organisations, different sporting companies, showcasing their services and product on that evening. And that will take part in the Fun Valley Leisure Centre and the hall that's in there. So that's the kind of first introductory, and we'll actually a little kind of a launch there as well to demonstrate what's going to happen over the weekend. Saturday then is more or less kind of activities outside. We've got the culmination of a women's try-a-try project is happening, so we'll have that will be happening in the afternoon. We've got coaches and expert speakers from nutrition, sports physiotherapy, sports psychology, and we've got a number of different kind of coaches and athletes coming to lead certain activities like a small run. We have a fun aquathon, which leads then on to the gala dinner that's on that night, where we're going to have Alistair Brownlee, our main speaker there, with a lot of the other sporting stars around the county and nationally as well. And they're going to host like a question and answer session during that night. So the people are going to get an opportunity to obviously have a great night and have a full four-course meal, but they're going to have an opportunity to speak to the sports people on that night and ask them what it takes to be where they're at, their own experiences in sport. And we want to emphasise too that this is not just for that elite sports person, it's for everyone. And then on the Sunday, again, we're going to have the Remembrance 10K out of the Fun Valley Centre, and another small run of people just want to take part in the run. And I suppose it'll all be wrapped up in the day with a number of different small activities happening on the side. So it's going to be hectic. It will be a lot of choice and a lot of offering for people there, as we say, from the beginner right up to the person who's competing at a high level. So there's something there for everyone.
And it's one thing having a conference and an expo, but with the added bonus of having so many stars at it, because it's when people talk to the likes of Alistair Brownlee that they can get even more encouragement and try and get over barriers that's been put in front of them.
Yeah, definitely. You know, these people are obviously they're at the top of their game, and they're right at the elite end of things happening there. But, you know, they're just people at the end of the day, and they've came from the same the backgrounds of what the people are coming from, right, starting from very, very nothing right up to where they are now. And again, because they are there, some people look at them as just being, you know, they're not just ordinary people, but they are, and they get more kick out of seeing someone from maybe a really, really low ability achieving something that for them would be very small, but for the person doing it is massive. So that's why these people come to these events all the time. They really genuinely get a buzz out of seeing people taking part in the sport that they do for a living, but these people are just doing for fun. And sometimes the amateur can do just nearly as much training as what these elite people can do, and not getting the same type of obviously accolation or reward out of it. It's not a job for these. But again, as I say, that's why these people keep coming back, and we're really, really blessed with having so many sporting stars in our own county, and that's why people want to come here and spread the word that what they do on a daily basis to these people who are trying to emulate them in some capacity.
And there is, of course, various different people from sport in the county. One lady in particular, Nikki Bradley, is going to be there, and she has an inspirational story. And again, it's back to the boundaries that if there's barriers put up, there's ways and means of overcoming them, Michael.
Yeah, Nikki's a fabulous example of what can be achieved through massive adversity that Nicky went through from a very, very young age, a young girl being diagnosed with a rare form of cancer. And she's embraced it, and she's taken sport into her life, and it has helped her through her pain management, her own mental attitude towards it. And physically, she's changed as a person too, and her doctors and her surgeons and everyone that's been speaking to her has been asking, you know, what are you doing different? How are you that little bit different from people in similar situations? And sport has been that one thing that she has really kept true to the whole way through it. And she tells the story of the barriers she's been put through and is still struggling on a daily basis with her diagnosis she has. But sport does play a massive role. So that comes from that end that sport is for life, and sport will be a part of her life going the whole way forward, whatever her diagnosis is going forward and how she deals with that. But she does attribute a lot of that, her success dealing with her own issues through participating in sport.
Alistair Brumley is basically the Messi of the triathlon world. Yeah. You've got the biggest star in the world from triathlon here over the course of that weekend, and it's, I suppose, a lot of work's went on to trying to bring him here. Mm-hmm. Now he's going to be here that weekend, and there'll be a lot of eyes focused on the Northwest, particularly with his presence here too.
Yeah, again, you know, as I said in the press launch, Alistair is probably the best triathlete in the world, along with his brother, and has been for a number of years, but probably the best sports person. Triathlon is a multidisciplinary sport across the swim, bike and the run. And Alistair could represent his country and probably the swim, the bike and definitely the run individually. You know, so to have someone of that calibre to come here to the Northwest, and you know, we were always been spoke about that we're away up here in the Northwest and nobody will come here, they always come to the big cities and stuff. So to get someone like this calibre to come here is fantastic, and I definitely would encourage people to come see him, ask the questions that you want to ask, see a person of that calibre being here, and as it will, people will see that, and it does resonate around the country and even further afield from that. And I'm sure Alistair himself, when he does come to the Northwest, and especially Donegal, will get that welcome that everybody does get when they come here. And hopefully we can strike that relationship up there. And, you know, you never know. He'll go back and back to the UK and speak to other people and encourage people to come to the Northwest and make this little part of the world up here, you know, something we can build on for future conferences going forward.
Yeah, with this being the first one, what does the partners hope to get out of this, Michael? Obviously, there's your own association, Triathlon Ireland, but Athletics Ireland's on board. Mm-hmm. Fun Valley Centre's there, the council. We've also got the HSE Basic in there too. So there's a lot of groups have come together. And when you sat down, what did you all come together and say, right, what do we have to get out of this?
Well, out of this, obviously, we're delighted as an NGO being involved in this, the National Body of Sport. But again, you know, that doesn't mean that we're going to be involved in the years coming through, but, and as I said, I would want all sports to be involved as much as we can, but we want to have an emphasis, yes, that there's something for everyone here. Yes, Alistair Cumming's a fantastic attraction, and we have all the kind of elite sports stars around it, surrounding that. And that's obviously, yes, we want to attract people to come initially first, but to give people that it's not just these people who can do these sort of things, that it's, you can achieve these things regardless of the barriers that put in front of you, regardless of your ability, regardless of where you come from or anything, or your facilities or your background, anything that we want out of this. If we've got some people that can say, well, yes, maybe I might start something, or I'm started something already and I was struggling with it, but now from the information that I've got, now I know where I'm going to go for the next 2 months, 6 months, a year or further on. And if we can motivate them through the people that we have, through the sports stars and the expertise that we have there and the partners that are involved, well, then I think we can walk away from it and go, yes, we've ticked the boxes of what we want to do. We've inspired some people. They're continuing in the sport, that they can walk away and become a healthier person in some part with the information we're given. And then obviously not resting our laurels, building this. We don't want this to be the first one. We want this to be a pilot and see how it goes and have a fantastic event. But we want to build on this. If we can get the best sports star in the world to come here to Donegal, I'm sure we can get other people like that to come here to attract and put the eyes on Donegal, put the eyes on why we're doing things right here. And we are doing a lot of things right up this part of the world, and I'm sure other people can learn from us.
And with the interest that's in it, there's going to be an economic boost as well, to particularly in the Stranorlar and Fin Valley area, but in the surrounding areas too, Michael.
Definitely, everyone's going to benefit from this. You're going to have a couple of hundred people divulging in one area for the 3 days. Already we know the people coming from, you know, Dublin, Galway, Cork, Limerick, whatever, coming here. So they have to have accommodation, they have to eat, they're going to enjoy themselves, they're going to give the weekend, and they're going to see Donegal for what we at times probably take for granted. You know, we have fantastic scenery, we have the people up here, we're friendly, that they're great value, that, you know, all them things that we see on a regular basis. And you know, even I was chatting to Shane Wallace here, who's done a lot of the stuff there, the kind of the videography and stuff that's been going out there this last while and showcasing Donegal is what we have. It's absolutely fantastic. You know, when people will have that economic benefit from having people from other parts of the country to come up here, and hopefully they'll come back, and I'm sure they will, from people that haven't visited already, once they get the experience, they will keep coming back, and we're not that far away from everywhere else.
Just finally now, if there's people listening out there and they want to get involved with Sport for Life, they want details of what's going to happen over the weekend, and obviously people who want to be involved in the expo, Mickey, where do they go for all that?
Yeah, there's a number of things. You can go onto the Sport for Life Facebook page there, and it's got all the details there. You can contact myself if you want, michael@triathlonireland.com. We're advertising our own website in Triathlon Ireland. The County Council will have it, the HSE, Basic, Fun Valley Centre, all them partners involved will have it on their websites, their Facebooks, their Twitters, and there's a registration line there where you can contact, book your place for the weekend. And again, we do encourage people, take something out of it, you know, even come as a bit of a celebration to the night there. There's going to be fantastic people there, you're going to get a great meal, you've got great service, and for a really, really great value price in comparison to what you would pay for this type of level of service and product and everything that's coming to it. We're great value for money. So get in touch, get on the page, check out the Sports for Life conference page on the Facebook, and as I say, let us know, and hopefully we look forward to seeing you there on the day.
Michael, thanks for joining us today. The best of luck with the conference. I'm sure we'll be speaking again near the time.
Much appreciated. Thank you, Yashin.